Welcome back to the second episode of this four-part series, extending your data center to Microsoft Azure. And in last episode, we have Janelle showing us how we can deploy Active Directory with just a few simple steps and using PowerShell automation. And then we also set the static IP on that domain controller. And then following that, we configure also server core, we configure server object, user group, and things like that. It was very exciting. In this episode, we still have Janelle coming back to show us the follow-up, how we can configure multi-factor authentication. I'm Yang Cho, Microsoft Technology Evangelist, and online with me is also Janelle. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Yang. How are you?
Hi. So last time you showed us all the great stuff. So this episode, we're waiting for you to tell us more about multi-factor authentication and how we can implement that.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back to kind of extend that. We've built Active Directory into Azure already. We extended our data center out there. We've got Active Directory running and replicating with our on-prem over that VPN connection. But now when you want to turn on multi-factor, there's a couple extra things you need to do. You need to start taking advantage of Azure Active Directory. So by doing that, there's a small tool that you install on your domain controller or another server, and that is going to sync that on-premise directory to Azure Active Directory. And from there, it's just a couple clicks to turn on the multi-factor authentication features and assign them to those users.
Oh, I see. So that little tool is sort of like it work as like the agent to kind of become aware of the multi-factor authentication that's available.
Right.
And also, now the Active Directory we deploy, although we deploy to Microsoft Azure, this can be on-premise as well, right?
Well, yeah, it can be on-premises. You don't even have to move Active Directory into Azure to then take advantage of that. You can install that tool on your on-premise infrastructure and have that just sync the users into Azure and then take advantage of multi-factor from there.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, if I have on-premise Active Directory environment, I can leverage this and enable multi-factor authentication without really need to deploy anything physically, right? I can take advantage of what multi-factor authentication that Microsoft Azure provides. Or
yes.
If I have the Active Directory as you deployed in the first episode, like I have a branch office in the cloud, I can still use this and enable multi-factor. So either you're on-premise or you're in the cloud, this is relevant.
Yeah, the sync tool can reside in either location.
Oh, great. And I imagine this is probably going to take 5 hours to do it then?
It's probably going to take about 5 minutes to do.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Maybe a little more than 5 minutes, but definitely not 5 hours.
Okay, so this is something that I think we definitely need to take a look, because I imagine this really enable a lot of different type of scenario, and not just production and testing and evaluation, respond to proposal, proof of concept, all kinds of stuff, demos, you know, all kinds of great stuff that we can leverage, we can take advantage of. So you ready to show us?
I'm totally ready to show you.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go. So here we are in the lab where we are going to start working with identity. If you remember in our last episode, we built an Active Directory domain within Azure using traditional Windows Active Directory. So the same thing that you would traditionally have on-prem. We're going to use that that setup and connect to Azure Active Directory very much in the same way we would connect our on-prem Active Directory to Azure Active Directory and sync those identities for use for cloud resources, perhaps Office 365 or our own SaaS apps, anything that would be connected to the cloud. So to start doing that, we're going to create an Active Directory in Azure to sync our users to. When you're in your own Active Directory portal in Azure, you'll have a default directory. For these purposes, we're not going to touch that default directory. We're going to create a new one specifically for this case. So we're going to go ahead and create a new directory. I could use an existing directory, but we're going to go with that new one. And to match with our lab, we're going to call this the Contoso AZ directory and the Contoso Azure. Oh, that domain's not unique, so I'm going to add a couple letters onto the end here and see if that makes it unique. Okay, because I'm going to use my C-Lab and make sure that it is in the region that I live in. So that's going to go ahead and be created, and it's going to be empty. Once that's created, I'm going to have to create a user within it. Okay, so I'm going to create a new user in my Azure directory. So I'm going to call this AAD admin for Azure Active Directory admin. And this is going to use that domain that I just created. And I'm going to make this a global admin. Now in here, you're going to have to put a email address that you actually have access to. So for me, I'm going to go ahead and use my account and get a temporary password. Now we want to make sure that we keep track of this. So I'm going to write this down. You'll want to write that password down yourself for when your test is. And I'm not going to have that sent in email, but you could have it sent to you in email if you wanted to record it elsewhere. Okay, now that account is all set up. Now that temporary password isn't going to allow me to sync, so I'm going to have to go ahead and log in and set a real password for that account. I'm going to restart my browser and attempt to log on to Windows Azure. Now this one might actually log me in. I'm going to log in with my Azure Active Directory admin at contoso.azure.com email address and the password that it gave me. And I should get prompted to put in a new password. Now it's going to tell me that I have no subscriptions found because I haven't actually assigned any subscription management rights to that user account. This is expected in this case. I don't really need it to have any access to the management of Azure itself. It's just going to be used to do the syncing. So now that that's set up, I'm going to close out of IE and switch on over to configure the AD sync on my machine. So I've remoted into my domain controller and we're going to configure the sync service. Refresh my list here. Now to configure the sync service, we actually have to turn on syncing on the Azure Active Directory so that it knows that it's going to be synced to something on-prem. Drill into my directory, go over here to directory integration, and I'm going to activate directory sync and hit save. Confirm that yes, we want to do this, and it is going to prep this directory to receive syncing from an external source. So now you can see that the sync has been activated and that the last sync has clearly never run. So on the server here, we're going to go ahead and set up the Azure Active Directory sync tool. We are going to go ahead and agree to the license terms and just install this directly on the domain controller. You can choose to run this tool on a non-domain controller if you want to keep your domain controllers pristine or just doing their domain controller role, but it is okay to install the sync tool on the domain controller as well. Once this completely installs, we're going to go and configure it with the Azure Active Directory credentials that we created. All right, so here we are. We now have our users synced into Azure Active Directory. Now, one of the great features that we can take advantage of using Azure Active Directory is multi-factor authentication. So the quick way we can turn that on is we need to enable this service. So we're going to go ahead and hit New again. And we're going to create a new multi-factor authentication provider. And we're going to call this one Okay, see if it likes that one. It does. All right, and we're going to just keep that on here, and we're going to link this to our existing directory. Okay, once that's correct, now we're going to go back to our directory here, and let's see. Multi-authentication providers and click manage. So to set up our multi-factor provider, we're going to flip over to our directory and configure this. Manage our settings and click over to users here. And we're going to click one of the users to authenticate. Now, the only one that you see here is Karen Vogue. And the reason that is because she was the only account that we enabled in the last episode. We created five users, but only four of them were left disabled, and Karen was enabled. So that's why she's the only one that can take advantage of multi-factor authentication right now. So we're going to go ahead and enable that for her. Now, we're going to open up a new IE window in private here for Karen. As Karen. And since her password's synced from Active Directory, she should be able to log on with her on-prem password that was set for her. And you can see that she was required to have additional security. So I'm going to click Setup Now. All right, so to set up the additional verification, we're going to choose to put in an authentication phone. I'm going to select my country, and we're going to enter in Karen's phone number. And we're going to say, have it call me, and it'll go ahead and contact me. And once I'm authenticated, it will let me through to my Azure account, or in this case, Karen, through to her Azure account. My authentication, and now it's going to head tell me how to use an app password in the future if I need it for any apps. I've been verified, and Karen now has access to her profile. At this point, if she had any applications assigned to her, she would have access to those, and she has the ability to change her password, register to reset her password, and adjust her verification settings. And that brings us to the end of this lab.
Janelle, that's amazing, because you can just make that multi-factor happen just like that and have the system call you and verify. That's just amazing.
Yep, and not just calls. You can do text messages. You can use your authenticator app on your phone and stuff like that. Whatever's easiest for your end users, what they're most comfortable with.
Right, and I think the significance is you don't need to deploy any infrastructure. And this is kind of global, because when you set up the phone number, you specify you're in the United States. You could be in anywhere in the globe, right? And you can make this happen. That's just incredible in such a short period of time and achieve so much.
Yeah, I mean, and then from there, it's just a matter of tying in your other apps and your other things, and you're, taking advantage of Azure for, so much more than you could do on-prem.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because at this time, you have deployed an Active Directory, so we have a directory services. We have a branch office type of environment. We also use multi-factor authentication, which give us the identity service, right? So mm-hmm. We've got the directory services in place. We have the identity service in place. So the next thing is, now we're going to think about how we're going to deploy the application, which is what we're going to talk about in the next two episodes. And Janelle, please stay with us, and I want you to come back, because I want to kind of discuss with you how I'm going to do this application deployment as a service piece. So I hope you all will come back and for the next episode. We're going to move into application deployment as a service.
Looking forward to it.
There you go.